Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. Petey Motivator, and I'm talking to you from Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Cleveland, Ohio, and I am Mr. Petey the Motivator and the American Rebel. And this one I want us to do is a basically is a human rehab slash American Rebel podcast. I've been doing a series of these things called never lose faith, never lose hope, that type of thing. Over to the fat lady sings, that type of thing. But we have to come to the reality on things that sometimes happen. Okay, and sometimes they just suck. They really do suck. I mean, some of these things just really happen that we just wish they wouldn't happen, but they do. I mean, good things can't happen to us all the time, right? So sometimes things happen that suck. But the thing is, the Lord puts it in our hands and says that, that the Lord gives us more than enough troubles than we can take care of. So we can take care of the troubles, honey. But there's some good things that come out of it. And I've learned a long time ago that don't question the Lord's timing and God's timing, because there's something good that you don't know that's happening yet that will come out of it. And that's where I'm coming from on this one. It's called Silver Lining. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that, there's things that suck in our lives. I mean, really do. I mean, when my ex-wife's father had gotten stage 5 or 4 brain cancer, which was fatal, they gave him 5 months to live or whatever months to live, but he lived 2 years. And he took that and ran with it, and he saw the silver lining on it that he could try to fix the relationship he had with his daughter, which was my wife at the time. There was a silver lining on it. If you have a lover or a spouse, and that person is hanging around out more with his friends, or going out more and staying home, partying, and staying more later at work when their schedule's not in the bed. That and sooner or later, you've been hearing innuendos that person's been cheating, but then you find out the person's been cheating. But not only that, they've been cheating on you for 4 years. But so you're tragic, broken, right? You're heartbroken. Well, lo and behold, a friend consoles you, and then then you start talking to that friend a little more, and then that person becomes your soulmate. That is the silver lining. You're so caught up in the heartbreak in regards to things that you didn't see the silver lining that came with it. In regards to it, like you lose your job and you've been telling yourself all the time, I hate that job, I hate this job, I'm going to go, but I got to keep the job, I got to hate this job and keep it. So finally you bring the attitude in and you basically get fired from the job. You get laid off, or you get fired. And then you're down because, oh my gosh, I have to work. I find work. It's taking forever to find work in regards to the situation. And you've been so burnt out with that job before and all the politics on it, but you needed that job. And so therefore, then all of a sudden, you don't have any more and you're burnt out and you find work. And then about a little bit later on, you find a job that you like and people and management that works well. And you look at them like going, there was a silver lining in that loss. There was a silver lining in that loss. We I was complaining. I hated the job and I lost the job. I don't know why I was complaining now that I lost the job. But if I hadn't lost a job, I would not have found out this job, which I like better. Silver lining. You know, many people think when they get their first child that it's going to be all work and then it's going to be thing and the problem and it's all raising a child and all that stuff. But then later on, as they're raising the child, they find the silver lining is that they're part of a life that they brought in the world. And that child that they thought was a burden is actually a joy. Silver lining. COVID-19. I know some folks you don't see a silver lining in this one. But the thing is, on COVID-19, the reason why it's not seen as a silver lining is because the press tend to put it out as a control mechanism to politically terraform the platform, the populace into thinking that the virus itself is bad that it has to control everybody and shut people down, all this, all for the purpose of shutting down governments to make them go under. And yet Kamala Harris says, well, we're going to help small business. Dun 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 dun. Womp. Yeah, right. No. But there is a silver lining in it, though. There is a silver lining. When COVID-19 happens, before COVID-19 hit, everyone was so frustrated. There was all this frustration out there. There was all this discord and fighting amongst each other. Everyone, there's people that were spending all times at work and whatever and no time at home. Some parents didn't have time with their children. Now all of a sudden they have time with their children. The job itself is being put on hold for a little bit. A new opportunity would happen that a restaurant would basically want is closed down because it's dining, but they see a silver lining that if they do take, they've been doing takeout for a little bit, that silver lining is now they do more takeout now. Silver lining. Our atmosphere and our environment is a lot cleaner because when everyone was down in lockdown, there was less cars out there. There's less stuff going on out there. So it kind of leveled off some of our atmosphere and all that. Silver lining. The COVID-19 helped bring families back together again. Silver lining. Sure, it's a terrible wake-up call. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. It's a terrible wake-up call. But still a silver lining. Isn't it? This election. We see how the Democrats, socialistic, progressive, communistic Democrats, use and abuse their power to get one of their own in and steal an election with Joe Biden. It's a terrible thing, yes, it is. I mean, because this country's going to go to crap. Unless people stand up and, like, America First, hello, and Trump supporters, and other people that are not Trump supporters in there that are not satisfied with the Democratic Party, all unite together and say America First, and we know what you're about, and we're going to protest, and we're going to be in your face every moment. The thing is, it's a terrible thing, but the silver lining is it's bringing people together. The silver lining is that all the stuff when it comes to the voter fraud that has happened now, and the people are hiding it because they're afraid, because they don't want to be implicated in it. it shows that the silver lining is that, wait a minute, Joe Biden's president now, or he may be president, unless Trump can pull off a miracle, which I'd love to see that. I'd love to see him do the greatest comeback. But in the meantime, if he can't, at least not this time, if not in 2024. But if not, the silver lining is that Congress, that we still have Georgia seats in Congress, that if we get one, that if the Republicans get one seat in Congress, they still have a majority. And if that's the case, then the Republicans have control over that. The Republicans and conservatives have control over the Senate. So that Biden, that the overshadow of that Biden presidency, which is a travesty in itself, can be equalized a little bit, that Biden may not be able to put forward a lot of what's going on if that's the case. But in the meantime, the other silver lining is it has brought American people together. A Trump presidency has brought a true America to us, that we've had a taste of it, and that we don't want socialistic, communistic, progressive oppressors taking away our personal freedoms, our money, giving our money away, and being the laughing stock of the world. The silver lining is that we have a voice that we can use now in America First and Trump supporters, and even people that are not happy with Trump but are not happy with the Democrats either. The silver lining there is that we can all have those voices come together and let Biden and his group know that there's no way in hell that they're going to avoid us. They can hide. Biden can hide in the White House if he's president. He can in the bunker in the White House. And then wherever he goes, he's going to see America First and Trump 2020 signs, and he's going to go nuts. Every time him and Harris and everyone else decide to make a public speaking arrangement, or even at the inauguration, he will hear America First, Trump 2020, and just letting them know that we know that he stole the election and the Democrats stole the election for him, and that we are not going to let it fly. We are not going to allow him to tear apart and destroy the America that Donald J. Trump built for us, put for us. And we're not going to be silent as he rapes this country and demeans this country and twists this country for his own pathetic purposes of his political party. We're not. The silver lining is we are not going to put up with it. And the silver lining is there's the voice, and we know what America is capable of now being. So therefore, we can fight for it now more and more and more. Because before it wasn't, because they're all Washington Swamp people. Even George W. Bush was Washington Swamp people. It took an outsider into Donald J. Trump to show us what America is truly about. And therefore, in that silver lining, we know what a true America is for. And we know that now we've had a taste of it, we need to fight for it. We need to fight for it, and we need to protest in thousands and thousands and thousands. Rallies and thousands and thousands with Donald J. Trump possibly as our commander in chief in this civil war against progressive, socialistic, communistic oppressors of the Democratic Party and all that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. We know that we can say it, and then not only protest, we'll show them through the protests out there and the rallies that not only do you see it on trucks and cars for Trump 2020 and America First and American flags, that you'll see thousands on top of thousands on top of thousands of people protesting outside the White House and everywhere around him, that he can, that he's not going to get a moment's peace. And not only that, the media, the people will use the media and bombard his email, his Twitter account, bombard his other accounts, bombard Harris's accounts, bombard other people, you know, Pelosi, Schumer's account, and letting them know that we are not going to sit still and be quiet while they rip apart the fabric of our country, all for their own political gain and their own political purpose. We are not. And on top of that, then, oh well, guess what? There's people like me and everyone else at the American Rebel and around and other on the internet that are going to point out to you folks all the corruption, all the lies, all the deceit, all the hypocrisy, and we're going to point it out to you, not in just podcasts, but in news stories out there. We're going to do satire. These people do not, these socialistic, progressive, communistic oppressors are not going to know what hit them. Between the protesters, to the people online, the people on phones, we are not going to give up. And we know that the silver lining is at the end of that is that in 2 years, possibly Biden can't do crap if we can get some, if we can clear some of those other socialists out. And then in the meantime, do the same thing with Senate. And then in another 4 years, then either it would be Trump or somebody else, get Biden out of there so and not be conned by the con man that base it to so that we can get somebody in there that can give us America First. Because that is the only thing that matters. All those politicians are answerable to the people of the United States of America and what they do. And if they're not held, if they're not, then it is the fault of the people, not the fault of the country. So let's start making these people held accountable, huh? Let's let Joe Biden know before he's even inaugurated president, if he is inaugurated president, that we know what he's going to do. We know what he's going to what he's about, and we're not going to give him one moment's peace. Let's make sure that he, him, and Harris, and everyone know that for the next 4 years, you think you want unity? All right, take a look out your window under the Trump protests and Trump rallies and see what unity is really about and what diversity is really about. Because that is without purpose. That unity is for the sake of unity, not for the sake of purpose. This is Mr. P, the Motivator, American Rebel. Peace out, God bless, and let's give these people hell. America First, folks. Yes.